Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send your messages there and Aaron will get to them, maybe. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Very sportsy. That's a sportsy stuff there.
It was sportsy. I can't believe the first hour is already over. Well,
I know. It just flew by. I mean, the shows have just been flying by lately. I don't know if it means we're having fun or maybe we're just old and we're going to live less now, so therefore every hour seems more precious. I don't know. But, a couple follow-up things. Somebody said, isn't it your job to have an opinion on who should win the MVP? I have an opinion.
I have an opinion, too. I'm just saying I wouldn't be mad if my opinion was in second place.
But, no, I'm not going to take a stand on something that I think would be silly. Like, I think Greenberg's that's his job, is to come out and say, oh, it would be a crime. It wouldn't be a crime at all. Yes, I think Harden should win. We'll start with that. But if he doesn't, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think you can make a really good case for both guys. So, no, I'm not going to just make up something just because you guys think I'm supposed to.
Coach Hall says, all I would say is that anyone who voted for Russell Westbrook because he had a historic season is a hypocrite if they vote for Giannis this year. I don't see how they're related. I will say this, in hindsight, because if you remember when Russ won in 2017 – he was the second player ever. Oscar Robertson was the only other one to average a triple-double over the course of a season. And it was like, oh, my God, what an unbelievable feat.
Yeah.
And then turns out, I mean, you give him the MVP, and turns out he did it again the next year. And the next year, it's like, oh, man. I mean, so you can't give him the MVP every year, but it's still pretty damn impressive to average a triple-double. So I think rewarding that guy with an MVP once ain't the worst thing. I mean, I
just think you have to take every year and every single player you have to take you have to look at individually within the year. So 713-780-ESPN. I'm not in any way denigrating Harden. That's who I would vote for if I had a vote. But I'm also, I think there's a good case to be made for both. A couple other questions. Michael on Twitter asked, is Hold'em still popular?
It is, but not to the extent that it was.
It's not what it was, especially not in Vegas. But I'll tell you what, in Houston right now, and it is blowing up. And now Pot Limit Omaha has become really popular. A lot of pros are playing Pot Limit Omaha now. A lot of the games around town are Pot Limit Omaha. I still prefer Hold'em. I just don't really want to devote the time and effort to learn another game to the extent that I would need to be successful at it. I've devoted an awful lot of my life to trying to be decent at Hold'em.
Yeah,
and I just think it's one that, you know, and I've talked to people and they tell me, you know, and I've talked strategies with them and stuff. It's just like, I just don't want to, I'm happy playing. I already had to do this once because I'm an old, when we first started, we were playing seven card stud. And that was a game I learned. That's the game I came up with. And all of a sudden it's all Hold'em. Now, fortunately those games aren't that much different. And I'm sure Pot Limit Omaha is not as much different either, but it's just not for me. But if you're good at it, man, there's a lot of money to be made around town right now. And then H-Town Berg fan says, is it true Ant-Man will end Thanos by crawling in his tail as an ant and then expanding? Serious question. Is that really a serious question?
I don't think that's how it'll end. But if it does, that's awesome.
Well, but if you think about it,
that's, I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
Well, there's no way anything could survive if Ant-Man did that, right? He'd defeat anybody.
I would think so, because Ant-Man can become gigantic.
Yeah, you just jump down the guy's throat as an ant and then expand into giant Ant-Man, and they die, right?
But I guess it would matter if Thanos' glove fell off. Because if his glove doesn't fall off, he can just reverse time and make him, you know, like he can tighten up his butthole or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. And guys, I don't want to know any spoilers for that. And I don't want to know any spoilers for Game of Thrones. I just want to wait till they come out and enjoy them. And then we can talk about it ad infinitum once the movie's out and once Thrones is out. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know any spoilers. I've intentionally stayed away from them. I mean, that's a fun thing to speculate because, yeah, it should work.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently, Ant-Man does that to kill people in the comics. That's why.
Oh, okay. That's what I would do, too. Mm. He goes up their butt?
I don't know, but it seems like it would.
I mean, it seems like you could go in through the mouth or something.
Or ear, yeah. Either I one.
Mean, you know, or even, like, maybe not tiny enough to go through like his skin pores. I guess an ant is bigger than that. But if he goes subatomic, he could.
Yeah.
Either way, he's
figured out.
Yeah, I would just think whatever you can do to avoid the colon.
The butt, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I honestly don't know. And I don't want to know any spoilers. So if you guys find out the spoilers, then, you know, that don't be a Dick Whedon and spoil it. I just want to watch the movie. 713-780-ESPN. Is that, what's that, Jack? I can't read the rest of it because it cuts off.
Jack Rabbit Slim. Hey, sports, Jack. Oh, no.
No, he's got his radio up.
Turn your radio down, Jack. Hey, do we tell our interns that anymore to make sure our interns say, hey, turn your radio down? I don't
Trey's
like that.
Trey's the one out there, so.
Trey should know better than that.
Sir, please turn your radio down. Oh, well. Looked like an interesting topic, but that happens. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 361 wants to know, how does betting on Game of Thrones work if scripts leak? I think they took a bunch of stuff off the board last year because of that Fricky Leaks guy who pretty much nailed the whole season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would keep an eye out. Now, they don't let you bet that much money on those.
It's only online books.
Right.
And B, it's probably like $500 limits or
no,
something.
No, it's
like,
not even that. It's like 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, they don't want you cleaning them out. So. Okay, Jermaine, how do we know Thanos has a butthole?
I mean, how else would he poop, Jermaine?
Just because he's a Titan.
Yeah.
And he's probably got a Titanic one. He's fairly humanoid.
I mean, don't we assume that, do you think the Hulk has one?
Of course.
Yeah.
He eats, right?
Yeah.
Then he's got to poop.
I mean, they at the end of every episode, they're all sitting around eating in that cafe.
Yeah, what, shawarma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, Hulk is actually a man, though. He's Bruce Banner. So he's okay. Still the former
Do you
man.
Think Thor poops?
He has
you
to.
You would think so, yeah.
Thor's an alien.
Yeah.
Well, he's a god.
But he's an alien god.
Yeah, that aren't all gods alien gods? Dude, you need to watch more Ancient Aliens.
He's from a different planet.
You learn a lot.
He's from Asgard.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's. I don't know. I've always just assumed that those from aliens poop. I don't know.
We don't have Lawyer Dave? Oh, well. Somebody just asked me on the text line, what's Lawyer Dave's number? Well, guess what? I'm going to give it to you right now. 713-626-8900. Or you can go on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to LawyerDave.com. And if you want to you need to consult on anything legal wise, he'll put you in the right direction, even if it's not something he does. He'll even tell you, hey, I don't think you have a case, but if you do, he's going to take care of you. And if he takes your case And if you've been hurt in an accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, bad drugs, doctor or hospital negligence, guess what? He's going to take care of you. And you say, oh, I can't afford to go to a doctor. That's all right. They're going to put one for you. The consultation's free. There's nothing out of pocket with Lawyer Dave until you win. And that's how he works. So he's not going to get paid until you win. And he's going to put you with a doctor if that's what you need. And he's based right here in Houston, but he takes care of Texans, everybody in the state of Texas. All the way over, guys in the Golden Triangle, you've been in an accident, Lawyer Dave is your man. He's handled a lot of stuff for me, and I got to tell you, dude is an absolute bulldog. He's who you want on your side. So if you've been in any kind of accident, that's the first person you need to call and find out. He'll tell you whether he can help you or not. And if he can, he's going to win you money. It's that simple. Doesn't charge a dime until you win. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a great one. Beautiful day outside. At least if you're stuck in traffic, you're stuck in traffic on a beautiful day.
That's right. Put your windows down.
Yeah, exactly.
Breathe in some of those fumes.
Relax. Burn one.
That's right.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, we were talking during the break about Yusuf Nurkic's leg.
Yeah.
And he's done. I think the great thing on ESPN.com, Nurkic expected to make full recovery. Like he was a horse and they were going to put him down.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like he had multiple gunshot wounds. It was a broken leg.
Sorry here, Barbaro, but we're gonna have to put you down.
I would hope he's gonna make a full recovery. I mean, we have the technology in 2019 to fix broken legs. Is that what we're saying? That's good news. Really good news. I gotta be honest.
No, it would be news if you said something like, "Oh, the break is so bad that he'll never walk again." He's going to die.
I broke my leg in 2003 before we had this crazy technology, this crazy leg fixing technology. I'm still walking around with a club foot, so it's come a long way.
More importantly, this probably makes sure that the Rockets don't fall to the four spot because
almost certainly Portland's
going to fall apart here, and they're three games ahead of the Jazz. So, and really, finishing 2-3 is the key for the Rockets because you want to avoid the Warriors as long as you can.
Absolutely,
and
yeah. they've what do they have? Two games up on Utah.
They're three up on Utah. They're three games behind Denver. But if you look at the rest of their schedule after tonight, it's pretty easy for the Rockets.
Yeah.
So not that they haven't lost to some teams they shouldn't have beaten this year. But the Blazers, though, that's a pretty big blow. You know, I didn't realize until...
I think that now it's more about, are there any teams the Rockets would hope to avoid in the first round? Because if I'm being honest, do you want to see San Antonio? That just seems like...
I think they'll be... I mean, no, I'm not worried about San Antonio.
I feel like you weren't worried about San Antonio when James crapped the bed against San Antonio.
I don't recall how I felt about it then.
Well, you thought San Antonio was getting old and going to be bad for years and years and years.
And guess what? They've been getting old and getting bad for years and years and years, and they traded away their best player. So, no, I don't... I'm not worried about the Spurs. A month ago, I would have been worried about Oklahoma City, but...
Yeah, they're kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
They're lucky that the Kings fell apart at the same time, so there's no way for, you know, no way for them to fall out of the playoffs,
right.
But quietly the hottest team in the NBA, the Clippers.
Yeah, that's the one I would say right now.
I still don't really buy into them.
No, but they were playing the Rockets well early in the season too. So I wouldn't want to avoid anybody, but I'd feel less good about playing the Clippers.
Maybe the Jazz, just because that's a draining road trip, and you know, playing out there is rough. I don't know.
I tell you who I'd like to get right now, the Blazers. And
yeah.
They could easily fall into that spot.
That'd be nice. If they fall into the fifth spot, you'd be like, oh, hey, it's probably too late to bump back to four. You need to fall all the way to six. It's not impossible.
No, they're only, 2.5 games ahead of the Clippers for six?
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Although it's possible that they keep playing well without him. I don't know. I mean, they're not going to be as good defensively. That's the first thing that I thought was, I mean, it's nice that they got Enes Kanter. It's nice insurance. Enes Kanter's a horrible defender. You just lost a really good defender. It's hard to, I mean, when you lose a guy like that, you're talking about one of the three or four best bigs in the NBA, like best centers. I'll pass on Portland at this point.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind getting him in the first round, and I feel pretty good about the Nuggets in the second round.
Although,
if that
again,
team play.
Man, you talk about tough road trips come playoff time. Portland's tough, man. They even when they have crappy teams, they've always got a good home court. That's a tough place to play, I think. Probably because it's tough on travel. It's just a long-ass trip.
Yeah, it is a long-ass trip. It's probably the worst trip from here.
Worst travel trip for, at least as far as distance goes. I still think Utah is like a crappy, just because the elevation I guess Denver's kind of the same way.
And you have to go to Utah.
Yeah.
Which, what the heck is it?
Are we trying Steven? Jack again?
No, let's do Steven.
Oh, sorry, Jack.
What's up? Go. All right.
Our phone's broken, Aaron. Can we just never take a call again?
Yeah, that's no more today.
That's it?
Give Jack one more chance. If he's not there.
Oh, God, you're so brave.
If he's not there, then we're done with calls for the day.
Jack.
I'm here.
All right. Is your radio turned down?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's going on?
What's going on? How you guys doing on this kick-ass radio station?
We're doing okay, my man.
Okay, I'll call in about a couple of things. First of all, the Rockets have beat the brakes off San Antonio in the series. They'll sweep them dudes right out of Houston, Texas.
All right.
And second of all, I wanted to say a little something about Robert Kraft, and the Patriots. You know, they was already talking about Gronk is retiring, and he's going to be first ballot. Well, they got a lot of tight ends and a lot of people that's coming up to for to go to the Hall of Fame. So they easily just let Gronk chill for a minute. Because we want to talk about Robert Kraft right now, and it's wrong for Colin Kaepernick, to take a knee for injustice and the way that people are being treated, and brutality. But it's all right for some people in the NFL, like Robert Kraft, to go down to Miami and get his Super Bowl trophy polished in the massage parlor,
Yeah.
Hang up and listen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with the Robert Kraft thing. I'm waiting to see what happens. I don't know.
I also think that's one of those false comparisons people make. I mean, they're two different issues, I think.
And let's also agree that, regular season record against teams doesn't mean much, because that year that San Antonio, that James fell asleep against San Antonio, they dominated San Antonio that year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they were 4-0 against them.
So I don't care what your regular season record is. I mean, they've beat the Rockets more than they've lost this season, and I don't think Minnesota can't even make the playoffs. It doesn't matter too much. The Rockets are 3-1 against Golden State.
Yeah, but one game, the game they lost, there was no Kevin Durant. Then they won a game without James Harden. Do you really think those games have anything to do with
the playoffs?
I
don't believe in that.
Yeah, I think we're shutting down calls today. I know it's a beautiful day out, but it's still a Tuesday, so.
The Rockets' remaining schedule, I don't know. I would say they've got four tough games and four gimmies. At Bucks, Denver, at Clippers, at OKC. Those are all tough, right?
Yeah,
home and home against Sacramento, Knicks, and Suns. I mean, the Knicks and Suns are trying to lose games. Yeah. So.
Well, although those are the kind of teams they'll lose to. They'll beat the other ones.
Boy, they better not.
That would be a Rocket thing to do, right? You beat the Nuggets, you beat the Bucks tonight. Yeah, and then you beat the Clippers, and you're looking good, and then you lose to the Suns. Well, the Suns had about a three-week stretch there where
David Fizdale's going to be on the sideline wearing a Zion jersey. If you lose to them, you're in trouble.
But they did have a stretch there where they all of a sudden were playing basketball like a real NBA team and beating good teams for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And then they disappeared again.
I don't know why they're so crappy. mean, they've got some decent guys.
Do you see the Bush League stuff on both sides last night to try to get him to his 60 points?
Yes. Dude, by the way, one day that guy's going to get hurt, and because you're worried about stupid stuff. And I've said this before about the Rockets when they were doing that stupid James Harden 30-point streak. You're going to get a guy hurt doing something dumb that really in the grand scheme is meaningless because he's had a 70-point game already. So, okay, you get him 60, then what? Does he get a trophy for that? But if something happens like what happened to the Blazers guy that just broke his freaking leg. We just talked about him.
Jokic.
Jokic, yeah. If something happens like that, then you're going into next year without him. I mean, be smart. I mean, I guess you got to sell tickets for something, but geez, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson, and I'm going to tell you about them because they're the best. It's the only place that I let work on my bike. They are Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got over 200 plus bikes in their showroom. They've got the best customer service rating in the state. What do you need, guys? This is the place. They've got some great specials going, too. If you're looking to get a new bike, get to Republic Harley-Davidson. How about 0.99% APR and zero down financing on 2019 Softail and Touring models for qualified owners? Now through the end of the month, there's going to be service specials, 5,000-mile service, $295, 10K major service, $346. Parts, how about $399? Genuine Harley-Davidson tire special, full set, fully installed. You can't beat, and they've got 75% off licensed Harley Davidson merchandise right now. Mark your calendars for bike night. That's March 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by for some tasty grub, some live music by the Hydrophonics, door prizes, demo rides, and more. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford. It's just outside the Beltway, and it's always open online at republichd.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, but we're going to shut down calls for the day. With good reason. See, we should have stopped.
You guys earned it.
We should have stopped after J-Off 288 because he knows how to call. And he knows how to make good points, whether we agree with each other or not. And then there's good dialogue after that. So, but if you're going to start comparing apples to penises, it's not going to work. It's not good.
Oh my.
So, I bought a bunch of new clothes because you guys all made fun of me. The thing I spent the most money on, and I never imagined I would spend this kind of money on footwear because I'm not, you know, one of those guys who goes and spends a bunch of money on stuff like that. I spent way too much for my boots. But my thought process is if they should last me like 5 years because they're really nice if I take care of them. And that way I'm not buying dress shoes every year.
So, I mean, I've gotten to where I almost, if I'm wearing like a suit or a jacket, I almost always wear cowboy boots.
Well, I have a pair at home, but I didn't have black ones.
Okay.
And I wanted black ones.
Yeah.
So I went out and got those. And I like these a lot. And the thing, I've got to get them broken in. But once you break in shoes, there's nothing more. Once you break in boots, there's nothing more comfortable.
And just wait. Just see what you think you spend a lot now. Those boots are made of cow.
Yeah.
Wait until you decide, oh, I love these boots so much. My next pair, I'm going to get alligator or ostrich.
Or shark.
Yeah.
I always wanted shark because of Suicide Kings.
And then your wife.
Because Dennis Leary talks about spending $1,500 on shark.
Then your wife will be like, how much did your shoes cost? And you'd say, they're boots, babe. And they're made from alligators. The only black alligator in the world made these boots.
Yeah, it would be a problem to find.
They're hard to find.
Yeah.
Black ostriches, too.
What about sharks?
I guess a black shark would be hard to find, too.
Hmm. Well, I'll probably have to stick with Cal.
Do you think that if you got shark boots, that the left shark would be more enthusiastic than the right shark?
I think the left shark would become more famous.
For sure.
Yeah, no question. Well, we're efforting Jerome Solomon, but to no avail yet. So, oh, really? Not doing well as a human being or... Oh, Jesus.
What's going on with him?
You know, I've got to find out what's going on with him.
Can we get more details on that?
Yeah, because, listen, he is, for a guy who's as skinny as he is, he gets sick more than any human being I know.
Well,
and you know,
Jerome doesn't really take care of himself. Like,
well, see, that
he eats like crap. He drinks too much. You know, that's Jerome.
I know, but I mean, my goodness. Well.
He's basically like you before you started watching What You Eat.
I've never eaten that bad.
No, not like Jerome. Mm. Jerome comes in, every time he comes in here, it's like with a Jack in the Box bag or McDonald's. I don't know how he lives, but sucks that he's sick. Well, do we know what the illness was?
I do not.
Was it pancreas related?
Boots were stingray on Suicide Kings.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was stingray, not shark. Thank you for correcting me. So, yeah. Now I remember it was stingray. For some reason, shark, but I bet I could get black stingray ones.
Probably.
Because wasn't that one that killed the Australian guy? Wasn't that?
That was a stingray.
Yeah, and he was black, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe dark blue. That'd be pretty badass.
I feel like it's racist of you to assume that it was black, but.
No, I just remember seeing a picture of it when he stabbed him through the heart.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, so the Blitz World Tour this week. Tomorrow, we will be at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy.
Good spot to be.
Yeah, and looking forward to that. Afterwards, we'll be at Tastemakers. You still have time to get Tastemakers tickets. They're very affordable. It's a great time, and we'll be there. And I'm not drinking, so I'll have extra drink tickets.
You're not going to drink at all?
No, I've got... dude. I'm on a no drinking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing.
I don't even know you. So you're not drinking tonight either?
No. I'll just be having iced tea. But yeah, and then...
So gross.
Well, I'll have a couple Thursday when we're at Lucky's Pub in East Downtown.
Whatever, man.
Astros opener and Carbach. That's a Carbach thing, right?
I dressed up all fancy for you today.
You dressed up fancy for the client. Don't lie.
Whatever.
Yeah. Did you dress up that fancy when you guys did that video?
No.
Okay, because that...
I didn't know I was doing a video until I did it.
So... but no,
it caught me off guard on that. But I had at least a collared shirt on. It was like a polo.
Oh, okay.
Could have been worse.
Well, you kind of always have that when
you're
here.
Yeah, now most of my wardrobe, not much of my wardrobe is t-shirts anymore at work.
I
unfortunately.
Like for the morning stuff, I always dress up now, but I always bring more comfortable clothes for the show, except for today since we're going. Okay, so tomorrow's Lucky's Pub followed by Tastemakers. And you might even get a chance to meet the legendary Eric Sandler if you come to Tastemakers.
Oh, really?
Well, Eric's a big deal there. He does all the awards. Remember last year, I couldn't even get anywhere near him.
Won't Bun B also be there?
Yeah, I think Bun B's there as well. So pretty cool setup. And although I got my email and it says, you know, valet parking will be available, but we recommend you Uber or Lyft. And it's like, I can't Uber or Lyft from Katy. It's not going to happen. I'm going to have to valet park.
Yeah, drive.
So... I don't know how long I'm going to stay because I do not want to get caught in the trying to get out of valet thing because last year that was sort of a nightmare from what I remember. But it's a cool event. And
I kind of want to just go, like, who's really, or is anybody really good at Photoshop that you could take a picture with someone whose body looks kind of like mine and you can post my head on it and just say, AJ was there. I saw him. I took a picture with him.
Hmm.
And then I don't drive all the way downtown from Katy. I shouldn't have said that on the air, huh?
No, you shouldn't have. It's a big deal.
I guess I'll go.
It's not really downtown. It's the Heights.
It's the Heights.
Maybe it's Greater Heights or Rice Military. I don't
know.
You don't know. I don't care.
Don't argue with
me. I don't care. To me, it's the Heights. And if you don't like it, suck it. But so we'll be there. And then Friday, we're at the Twin Peaks in Shenandoah.
Which, by the way, is basically the Woodlands. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just call it the Woodlands. See, stop. But no, Shenandoah people are like, oh, no, it's Shenandoah.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's the Woodlands.
We're going not going to be happy with the show open and rejoins because it all says Twin Peaks in the Woodlands.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's I'm good with that.
They might not be happy, but honestly, if you like, I didn't know where Shenandoah was. And like,
yeah, I thought it was someplace out in near Richmond.
I live on the north side, and I didn't know that. I thought Shenandoah. I mean, what they call Shenandoah to me is like the Woodlands Conroe border. I think it's like one exit.
So it's like north of the Woodlands?
Yeah, it's like between the Woodlands and Conroe, and I feel like those places pretty much touch. Hmm. Like, what are they going to do now? Put a little township between Spring and the Woodlands?
Of course.
What's
you call it Springlands?
Make? No, that's dumb.
I love how all these things have to have names now. It's silly. Like I was like the part of Edo that has all the restaurants and stuff. They're calling East Village now.
Stop it.
I'm like, no, it's just East Side. Just stop with all this stuff. So 936 says, I'm a classical singer and wear my boots with a suit or a tux. No need for dress shoes.
Always, man.
Well, and that's what I always did when I was younger. And then when I had to wear a suit every day, I switched to dress shoes. And now I'm kind of like, no, I'm going to go back to boots because I like boots better. Because once you break these suckers in, there's nothing more comfortable on your feet. So 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Man, I got so many people that sent me gems of the day for today. I think I have a week's worth of gems that I can probably use today.
So, okay.
I'm sorry we didn't get Jerome. I wanted to hear about his trip to Tulsa.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was there.
What was he doing there?
He was doing the show from there. And part of one of the fun things, and by the way, all those guys who filled in last week did great. Jerome was terrific. Lance was great once he got there. You didn't hear the story, did you?
No.
Lance texts me and says, we're not at the Twin Peaks on Kirby.
Oh, I knew that because he texted me as well and was like, what Twin Peaks are we at? And I was like, yeah. 290.
And then
I immediately texted after I said 290. I said, oh, no.
But then he
just texted back an expletive.
Yeah, and he kept giving me updates from Waze. Now it says 442, but Barry filled in for him for three segments and did a great job. And then Barry and I did a fun show on Friday at the Twin Peaks on Kirby. We had a lot of fun. So thanks to all those guys for filling in. And Jerome was great. You know, he basically just made fun of me. Yeah, just did what you do.
That works.
So, it was a good show. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I hope I picked the best of the gems. There's just so many good ones. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Head to the Twin Peaks Shenandoah this Friday with Charlie Palillo, The Usual Suspects, and, of course, the main event, The Blitz. With Twin Peaks wall-to-wall TVs and scratch-made food, it's voted the best place to bust your bracket. Stop by and see us this Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks Shenandoah. Okay, we'll just go with that. 409 said, my six-year-old son said, ha, if you don't like it, suck it. That's funny. Guess he's a degenerate in training.
There you go.
A lot of people ask
you. You're welcome.
We've watched, have we watched The Dirt yet? I have not. I want to. It's not going to happen until probably the weekend at this stage because we've got events tonight and tomorrow, and then, you know.
Too damn busy.
In the Woodlands Friday, or Shenandoah, excuse me.
Yeah, get it right.
And, and then Thursday, planning to have some fun. So I'll watch it. I'm interested in it. It's just I don't have time until the weekend. So, and if I was going to watch it, and I started watching that happen, Leonard, and fell in love with that, and just never got around to it. So that was so weak.
I don't even count it then.
Lucius Buddha said the 45 to 99 area is now called Springwood. Somebody said there's a place called Creekside now. Just stop. Why do we have to do this? I'm still just stunned that the people in the Heights got so pissed off that, oh, no, that's Rice military.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's a big deal, bud.
Stop. You're the Heights. Just deal with it. All right. Let's do Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Let's say you like pets, right? You got your dog.
Yeah.
You got two dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like them.
Although I like them a lot.
The younger one doesn't like you that much.
Yeah. I like my big dog. I love my big dog.
Okay.
So you're the one I like.
Yeah. You would do anything to rescue your dog.
I would.
I would too. What about a pet pigeon?
No, that's gross.
They're flying rats is what they are.
They're disgusting creatures.
Yeah. But
I don't really like birds, period. Even like pretty birds, I don't like them.
Well, those peacocks are mean.
Oh, yeah. My wife got chased by a peacock at Austin Zoo. Yeah.
It wasn't Brad Peacock?
No. It was a real peacock with feathers.
Well, yeah, those things are mean.
Ornery.
Geese are mean, too.
Oh, yeah.
I had a goose come after me when I was in Canada. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
I thought Canadians were nice. Apparently not. Well, this guy.
The only goose that's good to you is the gray one.
That's true. I like that. Well, and Goose from Maverick when he was sitting behind.
He's dead.
Yeah, all gone now.
Oh, spoiler alert. Goose is dead.
All right. He loved flying with you, Maverick. Well, this guy, one of his pet pigeons got on a power line, which, I mean, that's what birds do, right? I guess he couldn't lure him down by offering him pigeon food or saying, here, Pidgey. Didn't work. So Elian Garcia Rivera, 36 years old, decided to get a 20-foot aluminum pool pole to try to get his pet pigeon down from the power line. Now, I'm not good at pigeon or stuff like that, but I do know not to put things that conduct electricity on a power line.
Wait, is aluminum made of metal?
It is.
Oh. Is metal a conductor?
It certainly is.
Oh, that guy should have... Did they not offer science class in Florida?
Apparently not, because he was electrocuted and found unresponsive.
This is Florida, right?
This is Florida, of course. Okay. Near West Palm Beach, and found unresponsive near a pigeon coop on his property.
Not wise, guys.
Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Terry Barbara said he...
Barbaro, second Barbaro mention of the show.
Well, this is Barbara, which is the female version of Barbaro.
Like Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, but, you know, just... If we're speaking in Spanish, Barbara is Barbaro female.
Okay.
And a spokesperson, so T-E-R-Y-I, so I'm assuming female.
Yeah.
He attempted to get a pigeon off of a power line in his backyard by using a 20-foot aluminum pole. He was thrown to the ground after the pole touched the power line. He was then taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead.
D-E-D, dead.
Dust in the wind for... I mean, who tries to get something down with an aluminum pole from a power line?
Dead guy.
Well,
whoops.
Yeah, he learned the hard way. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
504 says you were just talking about Twin Peaks, and one of the lines in the commercial is scenic views. The whole time, I thought they were talking about the location and the views outside the windows. All caps, I'm 25 years old.
You're dumb, sir.
No, I that's what it means. Somebody says, I live in Creekside. It should just be Tomball.
Yeah.
281 says, a goose attacked my dog at the park. They're a-holes.
Yeah. They're nasty little critters.
Yeah. But... And they'll be just mean for no reason. I understand if you're threatening an animal's kid, how they can get mean.
Yeah.
Okay. 281. The death of his news must have, news of his death must have been shocking. So did they catch the pigeon?
I'm guessing no.
Well, I guess he flew the coop. Yeah. Okay.
Good one.
Oh, there's a bunch of other really good gems that we were going through, but one of them is probably deserves its own segment, so I think we may do that in the 6 o'clock hour. I mean, unless you have anything really pressing that needs to be done in the 6 o'clock.
Sports and stuff, man, your call.
Okay.
There's plenty to talk about, but if it's worthy of a segment, I say we give it one.
A lot of people keep asking every time we talk about Twin Peaks when we're coming to Webster. I don't know. I've asked, and I there's nothing on the schedule anytime soon. So I know we're doing a lot of Twin Peaks, but yeah, and I'd love to come down there because it's close to home for me.
Yeah.
We're not home now, but home where I grew up. And I have a few friends who show up for those shows.
But, yeah, you're very famous then.
Yeah, I'm not famous anywhere. I'm known.
No, you're famous.
No, that's unfair.
There, you're famous.
There on the racetrack.
Oh, for sure at the racetrack.
Yeah. Everywhere else, not so much. Too bad for the guy. The pigeon wasn't grounded. You think this will spark any interest in pigeon keeping? Okay, that's it. I'm cutting off the pigeon jokes.
Thank you. It's worse than the phone calls.
No, actually, those are pretty good.
It was a close. It's a close match. How about that?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say texters win today because, like, phone call wise, we started off with a really good one, and then we had two just really not so good ones. I guess Stephen, the weather guy, was on hold because he wanted to know what we thought about Stephen A. misidentifying the bird that flew through his window. It was a turkey vulture, not a turkey.
I don't know.
All I know is
I'll be honest. If one flew through my window, I wouldn't care what it was. I would step on it really hard and then
snap its neck and
get out of the office and say, "Hey, somebody call maintenance because a freaking bird flew into my window."
Yeah, that Twitter was all over that, and he even was doing like a Periscope thing of him talking about the bird coming in his window. I'm like, oh, come on. It happened. It's over. Done.
Oh, God. There's reminds me of the team that's going to win the American League East, the Baltimore Turkey Vultures. No doubt Hunter Henry is going to be an impact hitter for that team. What? I meant Adam Jones. What? Adam Jones isn't on the team anymore?
Ugh. Mike Socia.
Can we go to commercial? Frank Robinson.
No, Mike Socia is coaching the team.
Calvin Ripley Jr. is the greatest baseman ever. You didn't hear what base? My mic cut out. I feel like my Stephen A. is getting better.
Yeah, it actually is. I think you've heard RJ do that drop so many times.
I think that's what's doing.
You're picking it up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, RJ hates that I bust Stephen A.'s balls.
Oh yeah, because
they're boys.
He worships him. But yeah, I do think. Well, misidentifying the bird. Okay, I don't think being stretched too thin does that. I mean, I do know the difference.
You don't know my life.
I do know the difference between a vulture and a turkey. So a turkey vulture is going to look more like a vulture, right?
I would think
and
so.
And if that one of those suckers comes in the window here, I'm breaking that thing's neck, man. Those are some scary looking dudes.
I'll just throw a chair at it.
We'll throw Aaron at it.
Aaron's behind another window. I hope it flies into his window.
Yeah,
and
now that
ours.
Would be funny because then we could video it and put it on Sports Map. That'd be awesome.
From the safety of our little room.
Yeah, here. We'd be sitting behind sorry that the video's a little fuzzy, but we're behind a glass.
We also know that if that were the case, that the turkey vulture could fly through glass. So maybe best not to...
I don't think he could get enough of a flying start here.
Like, you might be right.
Because to go through that window, he had to be flying full on, and boom, he crashes through, he kills Aaron, and then he tries to bump into this window. And he can't do it.
You think Aaron would die from that?
I don't know. I think Aaron would be shocked, and there would be, you know, and if Aaron gets knocked unconscious, the vulture's going to think he's dead, and he's going to start eating him, because that's what vultures do.
Yeah.
Well, if you Google turkey vulture, the first thing that pops up is Stephen A. Smith, and then if you just go to images, the third most popular image is a picture of Stephen A. Smith next to a turkey vulture.
Now he's hijacked the turkey vulture. I just think that's terrible. I mean, this is a
terrible.
Bird. This is a bird that's been out there eating human flesh for years, and now they're going to be known as Stephen A. Smith. All right. Hey, guys, baseball season starting. Your Astros crank it up on Thursday. How would you like to play in a season-long league where you don't have to manage anything? Once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup because your best players get automatically selected and you'll get the best score every week guaranteed. You can play season long. You can play daily. How about this? Leagues start every minute, so you can join one right now. I'm talking about Draft. And if you love fantasy baseball, you need to be playing best ball on Draft. The best part, too, is you're playing for cold, hard cash, and you can get paid out the next day. Drafts start from as low as a dollar, so there is a draft for everyone. So two ways to do this. You can download the app right now, which I have on my phone. Just search Draft in your app store and play from your computer on Draft, or you can play from your computer on draft.com. And how about this? This year, there's a $100,000 best ball championship. If you draft the best team, you could win a piece of $100,000 in prizes. Now, who out there can't use that? It's that easy. All new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit and use promo code FRED. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and come play free with promo code FRED, draft.com.